submit easily, and I'll see that my bloodthirsty first mate doesn't blast you all on sight.
That won't happen. We're on a diplomatic mission.
To whom? From where? If I had a credit for every time someone tried that line, you wouldn't be talking to me now. There was a long pause.
All right, then. What will it cost for you to let us go?
Jet looked at Shinko, who was calling the shots. Shinko's true employers were the huts, and sometimes a bribe was worth as much as booty after the cartels took their cut. The Rhodian shook his head.
You're clear out of luck, mate, Jet told the person on the other end of the comm. Best vent those airlocks, smartish. We're coming in and don't want to scuff the merchandise any more than we have to.
The Star Cruiser had nothing to say to that. Shinko barked into a communicator as Jet brought the sublights into play.
Thek, Gels, get ready for action.
The two Sullustans were part of Shinko's treacherous lot, and Jet wouldn't mind if they paid the price for the mutineers' haste. Jet had a strong feeling the cruiser wasn't going to give up lightly. Its lines were too lean, its hull too polished. The name on its starboard side, the only ID it was sporting, said Cinzia, in bold black letters, recently affixed. That showed pride. No, the owners of this ship might not be above offering a bribe.